This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Panela Maseko is a publishing expert. He has just started a podcast entitled Zulu Love Stories, a YouTube channel where ancient legends, timeless romance, and untold traditions come to life. I have watched episode one entitled The Curse of Nkanta, which was so outstanding that I wanted to share the stories with you. So I'm delighted to have Fanelo as my guest now to tell me more. Fanelo, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Charisse, for the opportunity to be interviewed on Chai FM. I really appreciate it.
Fanelo, tell me what prompted you to start a YouTube on Zulu love stories?
I was browsing through YouTube and I was looking at other African countries. There were guys who were producing stories using AI animations. And so I was just taken by those images, the AI images. I mean the images that are edited by the AI. So one particular story that gave me the motivation is it's one channel. I forgot the name of the channel, but the guy is actually illustrating the ancient stories about Kenya and the Maasai people from Kenya. So after watching that, I decided that, look, I've never seen anything that is authentically South African on YouTube. So I decided, know what, let me use my story writing skills to try and do this African story. So I wanted to focus on love, basically. Because I know that the love emotion is a universal emotion. Nobody can say he has never experienced love. So I thought, let me focus on KwaZulu-Natal, because in this country of South Africa, Zulu is a dominating language. So I decided to focus on Zulu, and then I came up with the name of Zulu Love Stories. So I tried to source the images for AI, and then I found them, but there were challenges as well, because the AI is not that powerful. It's not at that stage whereby you can be able to get to create a consistent image of a character. You know, every time you prompt the AI to give you a scenario in KwaZulu-Natal with mountains in the background and a Zulu warrior, it gives you a different person all the time. So those are the challenges that I'm coming across with. But I try by all means to source the images that are at least closer to each other, so that my viewers cannot be able to spot that, wow, this looks like a different person. It's no longer the Tulane that we know, you know. But I think as time goes by, the AI will reach a stage whereby you are able to create a consistent character that you can feature in your story. So then my plan was to just start with one episode and see the response of people. So after doing that first episode, I posted it on the YouTube channel, and then I started to share the link, because one of the things that I wanted to find out is, are people going to subscribe to such a content now? So I shared the link of the story with my friends, my family members. So at home, they were very excited. My younger brother was like, yo, this is nice. This is brilliant. I'm loving this. And I'm sure that people would love it too. So please, man, give me episode two. So after sharing it with many people, my friends, they all came back to me via WhatsApp and said, I can't wait for episode two. Give me episode two. This is fantastic. So I decided, no, man, it looks like there's a demand for this, for such stories. It looks like there's a demand indeed. So and really, the response that I've been getting from people has been very wonderful and it's very humbling at the same time. So yeah, it gives me courage to keep on producing such stories, even though it's a lot of work, but I have that hope. So far, I've created three stories. I mean, it's one story, but it had parts, because the idea is to keep the stories to 5 minutes minimum, 6 minutes maximum, because people don't have time online. So you need to just grab their attention keep them hooked into that particular story and make sure that it ends quickly before their daily duties call them. So yeah, that's what I did. And I think people are very excited, especially about the last episode. I got some messages from people. Yesterday I was busy talking to people saying, is this the last season? I said, no, the story can continue, you know. I want to continue, but I want you guys to subscribe. I want you to share these stories to with other people so that I can get subscribers. If the audience grows, then that will give me the courage to keep on and keep on and keep on and producing this type of stories.
So I also was hooked, and that's why I was insistent that you be my guest after the first story of the curse of Nkandla. And I wonder, and you talk about, I mean, the Zulu history being so rich with fights and wars and warriors and all kinds and love stories and twins. How accurate are your stories?
Obviously, the stories are fiction. I try to do some some research on the internet to find out what kind of stories that happened. Like, we all know that there's a story of a sister, Shaka's sister, Mkabayi. The accurate history about the history of Mkabayi is that she had a twin. But because of Zulu tradition, at that time, they did not believe that twins, having twin children, was a blessing, but they took it as a curse. So during those days, if you had twins, the last twin, I mean, the second twin to come out of the mother's womb would be sacrificed to the ancestors, because they believed that these are the kids of the ancestors. And as a result, Mkabayi, being a woman, she never got married. And her twin sister was obviously sacrificed to the ancestors. So those are the type of stories that I take inspiration from. And I try to develop from them. But obviously, to make sure that I get to hook my viewers, I obviously put some fiction there. I spice the story a little bit and bring some interesting elements so that I can get my viewers hooked. So you are, I can say 50% accurate and 50% fiction, yeah.
And going forward, what other stories are you going to tell? Is it going to continue being the story of Nkandla and you're going to kind of weave it on, or are you going to look at other legends and other stories?
Yeah, I am definitely going to look at a variety of stories. It's not just going to be the case of Nkandla. Even now, I thought I was done with Nkandla because the season that I posted yesterday was the final season. It's the final season of Nkandla. But people are saying, no, man, we want this one. We want you to continue, you know, with this one. So I think I will do the second season of Nkandla. Three episodes as well, three parts, stories, and then I'll be finishing with Nkandla, and then I'll focus on another story. My next theme of the story in the line, which is what I'm already working on, it's a story that is going to explore the history of Ukuthwala. There is a Zulu ritual called Ukuthwala, which is an abduction of the bride. Like, if you are a boy in the KwaZulu-Natal during those days, and I think this is also happening in the Xhosa family in South Africa, if you are proposing a girl and the girl doesn't want you, the culture allows you to abduct the girl, take her forcefully into your home, you know? And it's a very, very controversial issue, provided that in the modern day South Africa, we've got rules, we've got a constitution, we've got the rule of law. If you abduct a person, it's a serious criminal offense. So I'm trying to explore those stories and just get to see, I mean, to remind people that there were such traditions, and there are people who are still trying to push such traditions and try to make them popular, and which are not popular traditions. That is why in my stories, I get characters that are actually trying to challenge some of the traditions and the ancestral things. There are always characters that are resistant to traditions and the rules of culture, and they try to challenge them, just like in my story of the case of Ngandla, Thulani Nomvula, we're challenging the traditions, you know. I mean, there was a case, I mean, their clans were divided, and then there was a serious hatred between the two villages. But they tried to forge love and bring peace between those two villages through love.
Anelo, my last question to you is, if our listeners would like to subscribe, watch, what should they do?
Or they can just go to the YouTube channel and just go to the search bar and say Zulu Love Stories. The web, the YouTube page will come up. You go to YouTube, you go up there, you search bar, just say Zulu Love Stories. I think this is a popular name. It's easy to remember. It's not the name that is quite difficult for you to remember. Zulu Love Stories, Zulu Love Stories. And we know we all love love stories. So they can just go there and search Zulu Love Stories, and then they will find the YouTube channel, and then they will have the opportunity to indulge. And one another last thing that I wanted to include is the fact that our kids nowadays, Charisse, they go to multiracial schools, and they kind of lose their sense of their culture. Like when I look at my younger boy, my last born is 6 years old, Ndalo. He's always speaking English with his friends. The only time he speaks Zulu is when he speaks to me or when he speaks to any member of the family in the house. But when his friends come along, they always speak English. So I think my stories will actually provide that platform of teaching our kids to know their Zulu history, to know what happened during those ancient times, you know, just to have that background understanding of where they come from as the Zulu nation and as Zulu-speaking people. That is why I also plan that after producing 50 episodes of these stories on the YouTube channel, I want to take the very same stories and put them in a book, you know, a storybook. I want to do a storybook. So, and I'm hoping that if I can be able to publish that book, and maybe it can be delivered to schools, and also to libraries, so that people who do not have the opportunity to indulge on YouTube, they can be able to access those type of stories via a book. And what I like about the book, being a traditional reader, is like it's timeless. You know, once you put it in a book, it's going to stay there forever. So I think that is my plan of these stories, that at least after 50 episodes, I will just compile a book of Zulu Love Stories, first edition, a compilation of 50 stories with all those animations also included in that book. And then I will try to monetize the book and put it on libraries. And if I'm able to get it to be delivered to schools, that would be a bonus for me. And I would know that at least I'm going somewhere. And then that will happen with another next 50 stories. I will do a second edition of the Zulu Love Stories and in a book as well. Until okay. I don't know.
Anelo, I wish you a lot of luck and success. I really encourage everybody to go and look up Zulu Love Stories. They're short little episodes, 5 to 6 minutes, you said. They really, really are lovely. They're beautifully animated. And it's lovely to connect to our past, whether it's our Jewish heritage or our Zulu heritage or our South African heritage. It's really good to connect. So thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you so much, Charisse, for the opportunity. And you are the first person to interview me since I've started this. So this is going to go to my history, and I would love to have maybe a copy of this recording as well, so that I can, keep it and remind myself when other media platforms want to interview. Now I'll tell them that, look, I started at Chai FM. These are the first people who recognized this thing when it was still starting out. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. That was Fanele Maseko, publishing expert, talking about the launch of his Zulu Love Stories, the first one, The Curse of Nkandla.